Recording in progress.
Welcome to this edition of Chamber Chat. Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, actually here with Kim Euler from the Durango Chamber of Commerce as well. How are you?
Hey, Jack, I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, we are just living the dream, busy as always with coming up, kids back to school. And I always say we kind of take a little bit of a slight downturn here at the Chamber, but now we start gearing back up for exciting things.
That's right. We've got a lot going on, don't we? It's exciting.
First I want to Top Dog Cool Cat. How did that go?
You know, it was such a fun contest. We held it over the summer, and we had dogs and cats, nominate for the coolest cat in Durango or the top dog in Durango. And so we were able to celebrate the winners. Cayenne was the top dog, and she was really a cool dog. So it was fun to celebrate her. Our first place cat was Orpheus, and he's a super cool cat. We still have all the contest entries and the results online. So if you go to gogophotocontest.com, Durango Chamber of Commerce, you can find everything. It's really fun. Orpheus's mom wrote a really funny entry for him, so it was pretty cute. And the winners received, they got their pictures on a can of Colorado Kolsch. So there was Steamworks Catatonic Kolsch for the cats, and we had the top three winners on that. And then for the dogs, we had Cayenne, the canine Kolsch, and that was really fun. So we had all three dog winners on that one as well. So you can pick up cans of Steamworks beer at either Steamworks or Birds and see all the dogs and the cats.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's a, I want to say a limited edition run of the Top Dog Cool Cat. They're the 16-ounce cans, and you can pick up a 4-pack, and $2 of every 4-pack sold will go to Parker's Animal Rescue. And how much did we donate to them from the contest?
Well, thanks to all the participants and then our wonderful sponsors, we were able to donate $7,000 to Parker's Animal Rescue. It was really cool.
And I'm going to put you on the spot. Alpine Bank was the top dog, so to speak, sponsor, but the Cool Cat sponsor. Do you have our other sponsors in front of you?
Yeah. We just really love all of our sponsors that helped us out with this contest, and that's Alpine Bank, Durango Herald, Four Corners Broadcasting, Steamworks Brewing, The Pet House, Allison Ragsdale Photography, and Marketing Concepts Squared.
And again, thank you to all of them, because without their support, we could not have pulled this off.
That's right.
And yeah. Speaking of pulling things off, because we're pre-recording this, it's Labor Day, but tomorrow we have our coffee at home or coffee at the Chamber, if you've already registered and you want to be at the Chamber. But who is presenting our new 9R superintendent? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. She'll be there. Karen Chesser will be there, and talking about what the school year looks like and any kind of changes that are going on with 9R. So it'll be great to hear from her, being new to the community.
And there's a lot of things happening. You have kids in the school system. I don't, so I always feel so far removed from the school system. But yeah, school's back in session and new superintendent, always exciting to hear what's going on.
Absolutely, yeah, that'll be a good one for sure.
And then I'm going to have you now look in your crystal ball. We have Eggs and Issues coming up on September 14th, and who do we have slated for that?
We've got a couple of big topics for that on the 14th of September. One is the future needs of Durango's first responders, and Durango Fire Chief Hal Dottie will be there to talk about, their plans for buying the 9R building and what their needs are. And then we've got election safeguards with Tiffany Lee, who is La Plata County clerk and recorder.
Yeah, I know that up in Mesa County, that's a hot topic because they've had a few incidents up there. So yeah, it'll be good to hear about what safeguards are in place. And then also from Hal to see, you know, how everything came about for the 9R building and what the future plans are. So how do people register for that?
What you need to do is go to durangobusiness.org and click on our events page and then register yourself for it. It's going to be at the DoubleTree Hotel, and it includes breakfast. So it's going to be a really interesting morning, Tuesday, September 14th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
And again, I want to give a shout out. Bank of Colorado is our premier sponsor for the Aids and Issues, or as my friend Dustin, you know, Deacon over here at the radio station likes to call it Eggs Over Issues. And then also Durango Area Association of Realtors, DAR, with the man Erickson there, the co-sponsor. And again, continued support from them. And we really appreciate what they do. And this, again, is a live in-person event. DurangoBusiness.org. Click on events to get registered.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll be a great morning. So encourage everybody to register early because there is limited space.
And since we don't have enough going on that week, we also have our appreciation celebration coming up on September 16th for Chamber members. Is that here at the Chamber building?
It is, 2301 Main Avenue, and it's, you know, something that we do every year. So we're having it Thursday, September 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. It's just to give, you know, so show some love to all of our Chamber members and say thank you for being part of our organization. So it's going to be a fun event. Hopefully the weather will hold out and we'll be able to use the back area. But we've got food and beer provided by Steamworks Brewing. And then we've got other great sponsors. We so appreciate their support, the payroll department and First Southwest Bank.
You know, and I do want to give a big shout out to First Southwest Bank. You know, they stepped up and helped with our scholarship program, as well as sponsoring our appreciation barbecue, and as well as the payroll department helping us out with that. And I, since I mentioned the scholarship, if you are a member and you're impacted by COVID, you do have scholarships available to help with your membership expenses. So feel free to reach out to Kim or I, and we'll be happy to sit down and talk with you and fill out our big whopping 5-question application.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. So if anybody has any questions or concerns or whatnot, just feel free to call us at the Chamber.
Yep. Absolutely. Now, yeah, we got to stretch this out a little bit longer. So with all the, I want to ask you, put you on the spot again. What are a couple things? You've been at the Chamber now for a big whopping, what is it now, 7-8 months? 9 months? 9 months? Yeah. 10 months? I think.
Yeah, we're going on 10 now.
So let me ask you this, Kim, what is the kind of one of an aha moment, something that you never thought the Chamber dealt with that you're going, huh, that's interesting. I didn't even think that would be part of my job description.
Sometimes we get some random questions. Yeah. So, you know, some people will call us asking if we know a person who lives over on, you know, Second Avenue and, you know, and in the greenhouse with the white fence. And So it's kind of a funny, we get random questions like that, but no, we so enjoy, you know, helping everybody, you know, whether or not they're visitors or their businesses or they're looking to move to Durango. You know, we love helping all the people that call us with any kind of questions that they have. And, you know, it's kind of like one of those things where we learn a lot too, where, you know, maybe we didn't know something and we learned something new about the community because somebody asked us a question and we researched it for them. So it's pretty fun. It keeps you on your toes and it makes it interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm looking at you know, on our events calendar, just a reminder too, if you're a chamber member, you can have us, you know, our diplomats. We, you know, we'd love the dips. If you're interested in becoming an ambassador for the chamber, I think we do, is it true we do have a few openings for the diplomats?
We do. And, you know, it's a fun program. We've got a lot of wonderful people who, you know, support the chamber and support the business community. We do a lot of ribbon cuttings with them. They help us out with the business after hours. They go to different businesses and, you know, talk with them about the chamber programs. And, you know, they're a great outreach group. So they've been fantastic to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing I want to plug, I just looked on our calendar, La Plata Economic Summit. So that's with the Economic Alliance. Go to yeslpc.com. That's on the 21st. And now is, you know, the unemployment funds are no longer the extra funding. People are looking for jobs. And we have our Lunch and Learn on the 22nd. And Diana Murray with ASAP Accounting and Payroll will be talking about different programs to help you hire someone.
Absolutely. So yeah, that is coming up later on in September. And, you know, that'll be a great program, both, you know, the Economic Summit and the Lunch and Learn. You know, the labor shortages, those are real. And it's, I know, really tough for businesses right now. So, you know, finding ways to hire people, finding ways to be efficient when you're doing that so that, you know, you can do your job as well. You know, I think that those tips are going to be super helpful.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I know the Workable app or the program we are using right now, and we do have a position for our office coordinator that is open. And I know we're about ready to close that out as far as applications. But is it still open if someone wants to apply? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's getting close to the closing time period. But, you know, if anybody is interested, they can go to our chamber website, durangobusiness.org, and they can look at the job description there. You know, it's working with the chamber is a lot of fun. You work with a lot of wonderful people, you know, our staff too, and, you know, the business community. And so it's a really fun position that we've got open right now with the office assistant. And so we're looking for, you know, somebody who's dynamic, organized, enthusiastic, likes to work with other people, and has great customer service skills.
And has to put up with my bad joke.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to put that on the job description.
Yeah, well, that should also go under your, the things I didn't realize I'd have to deal with.
That's right. I should have said that earlier.
I'm biased, but we do have a good team, and I think that's one of the things that, you know, it's a fun place to work. And I think that, you know, I always say we're kind of like the center hub of information in the community, both business wise as well as regarding other attributes and, you know, sectors of our community. But let's see, I'm going to plug again durangobusiness.org. And a lot of times people are like, how much does it cost to become a member? It's based on, you know, number of employees. Sole proprietors, only $205 a year. Jumps up to $345 for, you know, one to five employees. Then there's a sliding scale that goes up from there. But if anybody's interested, feel free to reach out to us. Let's see. I want to plug, we also oversee Leadership La Plata, the Y Pods, or Young Professionals of Durango, as well as the Diplomats and our Look Local First campaign. Got about a minute left. Anything else you want to add, Kim?
No, just check out all of our events. We've got, you know, great workshops, programs, and then also networking events. You know, it's a great way to get out into the community, meet different business owners, see how you can, you know, partner in different ways, or even just grow your business. Okay. So visit durangobusiness.org for more information and to find out what's going on at the chamber.
Yep, and you can be on the radio show with me.
Absolutely. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap it up, Kim, because I got to get back to work.
Sounds good.
All right. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.